at the Ag Media Summit. I'm visiting with Lynn Dobbins with FMC. And first of all, Lynn, tell me what you do for FMC.
I work in the e-business area, primarily with our websites and database communications and overall databases in general to kind of help our internal organization in focusing on the right type of customer.
Okay. Well, here at this conference, we got agricultural journalists galore. What are you here to talk about with these folks?
Well, we have a number of products that FMC has introduced in recent years, from our authority brands of pre-emergent soybean herbicides to some new post-emergent herbicides in soybeans, as well as pre-emergent herbicides in corn and post-emergent herbicides in corn, and then a new method of applying insecticides in corn.
So from a timing standpoint now, since we're well into this season, what is it that you would like to point out to growers that they should be thinking about and what FMC can do to help them?
Well, as we go into the fall and managing weeds is becoming a larger issue for growers every year, especially with weed resistance becoming more and more of a concern, that starting out with a clean field in the spring is critical. And one way that we're finding that we can do that with some of our authority brands is to make the application in the fall, control those winter annuals going into the fall, and then giving some residual control out into the springtime to allow the grower a little more flexibility in the timing of his pre-emergent treatments next year.
Well, since you mentioned websites, how about pointing us to a website resource for this kind of information?
Well, our primary website for growers is fmccrop.com. It's a kind of a full spectrum. We cover weed control, insect control, really gives a good perspective on all the products that FMC has available for growers and lets them drill down and find some specific information about a product, also with links out to the MSDS sheets, labels, et cetera, and fact sheets, and additional information that they might find to be useful as they're starting to collect and gather their thoughts around what they're going to do for planning for next year's crop season.
Well, since you're in this area, a question that just popped in my mind is, we're in the world now of all this mobile technology. Is FMC working on some mobile applications that would help growers in terms of working with you, learning, using your products?
Well, we have our FMC Crop website is web-enabled, mobile-enabled or mobile-friendly. So a grower can utilize the website on their smartphones. We have delved into apps to some degree. We're primarily working with retailers from that standpoint currently, but certainly we're looking toward being able to offer tools that the grower can be able to access our information as easily as possible.
Yeah, actually, even in this world of apps today, the mobile browser-type technology that has developed is in some ways replacing the need for an app already in some instances. You know, I think it's kind of interesting to see how this is all evolving.
Well, we're now using what they refer to as responsive design, and so that allows you to have sites that no matter what the device, it's going to display properly on the device and really makes it much easier to utilize rather than trying to use a full website and using it in a format that's very small and my eyes aren't getting any better.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Lynn, for visiting with me here at the Ag Media Summit that's taking place in Indianapolis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.